I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. UCare has announced cuts that will impact over 80,000 Minnesotans. Another iconic Minneapolis restaurant is shutting down, and renewed calls to tighten up security at the Minnesota State Capitol from Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher. But first, gratitude and relief following the news that Anoka County authorities arrested the father of Manny Collins in connection to his death.
Manny Collins went missing on May 8th. His remains were found after a four-week search of a landfill in Elk River. And now the arrest of 38-year-old Manny Collins Sr. in connection to his death. Tashir Garraway is an activist who has befriended Manny's mother, helping her to navigate the aftermath of the tragedy.
I don't know how another human being could do that to somebody and go on with their life as if it didn't happen and justify it in their mind.
She says this hits particularly close to home after her 16-year-old son Justin died and was later found in a trash dumpster.
No human being deserves to be disposed of, no matter what.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
St. Paul Fire says they rescued a man this morning who'd been trapped underground for several days.
Deputy Chief Jamie Smith with the St. Paul Fire Department says they were called to the 400 block of University Avenue on a report of a man stuck 10 to 12 feet below a sewer opening.
From the accounts that we received from individuals on scene, it appears he was down there for 3 to 4 days.
St. Paul Fire's advanced technical rescue team used a rope rescue system to lift him out.
They lowered a rescuer down. That rescuer made physical contact with a victim who was conscious at the time.
Smith adds it's not clear how that man ended up at the bottom of the sewer in the wooded area, which is also partially fenced off.
We train for these at all times. So our firefighters and our rescuers are the best in the state at things like this.
He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
About 300 nurses at six Essentia health clinics in Duluth are on strike. Their pickets began this morning after talks between Essentia and the Minnesota Nurses Association failed to reach a new contract. Kate Mathewson is among the strikers.
We formed a union to protect the jobs that we love and to champion ambulatory clinic nursing. Clinic nurses deserve the same respect afforded to hospital nurses. Yet today we are forced out on a ULP strike due to Essentia Health's continued unfair labor practices and bad faith bargaining.
At issue are wages and staffing. In a statement, Essentia confirmed there are no contracts in place for those who are on strike. Nurses in Stillwater, represented by SEIU, also walked off the job today. Their strike is scheduled for only 4 days. Also in Duluth, advanced practice providers are still set to go on strike on Thursday. Efforts by the Minneapolis City Council to legally bind state and federal police reforms are being shut down by the city attorney's office. The plan was to include the federal police reform measures that have been previously dismissed into the state's agreement with the Minnesota Department of Human Rights. But now the city attorney's office says there's no legal way forward. Minneapolis City Attorney Kristen Anderson.
In order to go to the court and ask the court to increase the settlement agreement by about a third, I would have to have legal and factual basis to do that, and I don't have that.
Despite a heated debate between Anderson and Councilmember Robin Wansley, this opinion from the attorney's office forces the council to restart their efforts on the issue. Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher is renewing a call to tighten up security at the Minnesota State Capitol. Fletcher on with WCCO Radio's Chad Hartman.
Really, at a minimum, let's just agree the general public with large bags should be screened both with metal detectors. And bags can be searched manually or can be searched electronically. There's tremendous advances in metal detection.
In a letter sent last week to Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan and the Capitol Security Committee, Fletcher reiterated what he sees as a need for metal detectors at the Capitol. This, of course, comes after State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were murdered inside their Brooklyn Park home last month. State Senator John Hoffman and his wife were also shot and injured. UCARE has announced cuts that will impact over 80,000 Minnesotans in 11 counties in the state.
Beginning September 1st, the nonprofit says the cuts will only apply to those on Medicaid coverage through either the prepaid medical assistance program or Minnesota Care. The company cites losses in Medicaid because of payments they expected to receive versus what they're actually getting. They say that Medicaid plans for seniors and those with disabilities will not change. Critics of President Trump's big, beautiful bill signed into law last week warned of Medicaid cuts that could lead to loss of health insurance and even the closing of some rural hospitals. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Target Field may look a little more blue the next few days as the Minnesota Twins welcome the Chicago Cubs to town for a three-game series starting tonight. Matt Hodson with the Twins says Target Field has become a top destination for opposing fan bases, especially Cubs fans spread out all across the Midwest.
Every year, we're in the top 5 to 10 ranked ballparks in the country by any merit, any metric you choose, whether that's the ballpark aesthetic itself, the food and drink, the guest experience. You add it all up, and it's on the short list for people of ballparks they need to and want to come to.
The Twins haven't hosted the Cubs since May of 2023. Each game of that three-game series drew over 30,000 fans to Target Field, making it among the most well-attended homestands for the Twins that year. Finally, another iconic Minneapolis restaurant is shutting down September 5th.
After 23 years, cafe and bar Lurkat, located in Loring Park, will turn off their lights. The reaction from the public was met with unhappiness.
I am bummed about it. Yeah, of course I'm bummed. You know, it's like I said, I work upstairs and I am bummed about it. They had some really good sea bass that I always used to get all the time or just go in and grab some drinks with a friend, sit at the bar, grab some snacks or food.
We read that it was like Prince's favorite restaurant and yeah, so it's definitely weird that it's closing.
They join other staples around the city, including Palmer's Bar and Annie's Parlor, that have or will close.
Yeah, you do feel like you're losing a part of what makes the neighborhood, you know, meaningful.
Lurkat is closing because ownership decided not to renew their lease. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.